Elizabeth and Radar in the morning on The Mix.
Did you know this week you can celebrate National Laundry Day?
Oh, forget cool.
Forget the taxes, man. It's
you know, let's just lump all the crap together in one week.
No, National Toilet Day, I think,
is in
October. I was
going to say, when are we going to throw that in there?
Yeah, it's a day to clean
or
out.
Or ironing, because that's always the worst.
National Laundry Day, it's a day to clean out the closet, freshen up for spring, and do something I would love to do, but my wife, Jess, is so against this. And I'm like, but babe, I see a couple of people on my runs in the neighborhood do this, and we should do this all the time because it takes me back to being a kid. Hang your laundry outside to dry. Come on, who's with me? Let's do it. It's National Laundry Day this week.
That was our life growing up.
Yes.
Our house, we had three clotheslines. Our house that we grew up in Bayview, the yard was in between the house and the garage.
Yeah.
So there was, the clotheslines would go from the house, strung across the yard, to the garage. And
beautiful.
There were three of them. And we were a family of six.
Beautiful.
And money was always tight. And my mom was frugal, still is to this day. And she would hang out the laundry. And Radar, as an adolescent, especially when you hit about 12, 13 years old, and you kind of got boys starting to come around the house and stuff like that. You know, the boys in the neighborhood we had crushes on that we were hanging out with. There's my dad's white, tidy whitey underwear hanging on the clothesline. And I would be so embarrassed. And then my mom would say, no one can see it. It's in the middle clothesline.
It's in the middle.
The t-shirts and the sheets are on the other side. The underwear was not hidden when the wind would blow. And I would tell her that.
Did a bird fly by and drop something on those undies?
Everything.
Oh, no, that's just a stain. It can't get
everything
out.
Was hung on those lines.
It was fun, though, because
everybody saw that stuff.
Yes, your shirts would smell good. Think about this. The towels
I don't know
you
if
use,
they would smell good. I don't know that I remember it smelling.
It did, because it got the fresh air from the outside, obviously. Your towels. Your bed sheets. Oh, I used to love it when mom would change the sheets on the pillows and I'd lay down at night and go, oh, it smells so good.
So what's stopping you from doing it?
My wife, Jess, won't let me do that because she's like, no, we're not hanging laundry. I'm not going to put my dirty laundry out there. I said, it's clean. She goes, you know what I mean. I don't want the laundry out there and people start inspecting and going, oh, so they've got that shirt.
Oh, they've got a lot of Lululemon over at that house.
I don't know about those sheets, though. They've been used.
There's Radar's underwear.
Yeah. Those two.
Okay.
Although mine aren't the tidy whiteys. I got a lot of different colors, so that would be kind of cool.
It's very, you know, it is very colorful now for men nowadays, I will say, compared to when we were growing up.
Yeah.
We need to call my best friend from college, Katie. Do you remember Katie? She used to intern for you at the radio station back in the day.
Former intern back in the day.
We've got to get Katie on. We've got to get her on the show because she is obsessed with hanging her clothes.
Really?
Obsessed with it. She prides herself in it so much. She posts pictures on Facebook and stuff.
I'll have to take a look.
I don't think she ever even uses her dryer. She is probably an expert. I don't know anyone else that hangs more clothes or garments. Brayson likes to hang things when he dries his clothes.
It. Yeah. But it's only in the house.
Yeah, but it's only like a pair of jeans and maybe a pair of khakis. He'll hang them over his shower curtain. But so, Katie has like a room dedicated to this.
I wonder if she hangs them outside too.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
Katie, I know back in the day you were intern Katie for Radar when he was at the country station. So you know what this is like. We have these conversations on the radio and we need to have people come in on the conversations and help enlighten us a little bit because Radar was floored when I showed him the picture of your laundry room just last week. Of everything you own hanging in the laundry room. And now that the weather's getting nicer, you are doing this outside with your laundry too.
I sure am. In fact, I just got my new clothesline bag that is wearable.
Yeah, it's wearable. Now explain this wearable clothesline bag.
It is wearable because otherwise I'm always like stuffing my pockets and everything full of all of the pins.
Yeah, yeah.
To make it easier. Yeah.
So I went for a run last week and there's one house that always has like their sheets out or towels. And my wife is sitting there going, you are not going to do that. And I go, yeah, I came back. I'm like, you know how good it smells when you hang your laundry out on the line when it dries. And she's like, yes, it smells good, but we're not doing that. We're not that family that's going to hang everything out. But you do this.
I sure do. In fact, we all had fresh sheets last night.
So jealous.
Katie, I've known you now forever. We've been best friends since college. And I know you're frugal. Is that why you all are doing this?
Honestly, it is not. It started, well, my mom always did it, you know, like this goes back generations, yeah. Right? But when I was a full-time working mom, there were only a couple things I could do where I got silence. You know, like I would feel guilty if I wanted to go to Starbucks by myself, but I had to mow the lawn and I had to do laundry. So I kind of positioned it to my husband, like, well, we save energy and money and I'll just hang them out. Oh. You know, and he's like, well, that's a lot of work. But I'm like, yeah, sure it is. But then I just put in my headphones and it's peace and quiet.
You got your alone time. And you, the other benefit is your sheets, your towels, your clothes, everything smells so
fresh.
It
really is. The other reason is because there's so much, everything is so fast. So if you can find like one thing to do slow, I think it's worthwhile.
Hanging that wash on the line.
And I can appreciate that. But when I'm seeing your laundry room that has 1, 2, 3, 4 different hanging racks.
Yeah, she does.
Clothes hung over the actual laundry equipment here. My thing
is... You didn't see the rest of my house.
Are you hanging out the unmentionables? Because I mentioned before, when we were kids growing up,
nothing was
more embarrassing than seeing dad's tidy whities on the clothesline. My mom said, oh, no, you can't see it because the sheets and the shirts are on the other side. No, when the wind blows, people can see dad's underwear, Mom.
So come on, Katie, come clean. Do you hang those too?
So I do not hang them outside, but I do hang them inside.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Nobody wants to see mom's underwear hanging up or dad's underwear hanging up.
They can start doing their own laundry and then they won't have to see mine. We'll do it in shifts.
Oh, there you go. That's okay. Now you sound like Radar. Radar does not mess around. When he does laundry with his kids, if they have socks tangled up or a t-shirt in a sweatshirt.
Oh, don't even get me started.
He washes it like that.
I don't do the unfolding and rolling out nice and straight. I go, you dumped it in that way? Boom, I'm going to throw it that way. And then they complained when they were at home, like, oh, how come my socks are still wet? Well, you should have straightened them out for me before I threw them in the laundry. Mm-hmm.
Yep. No, I actually did do that once, but then it became more hard work for me. So now I just chuck it back in their room. I will not wash laundry. That is not.
Oh, wow. You put your foot down. Holy cow. So, Katie, one of two things has to happen now. Either you need to come live with my family or I need to move in with you.
Well, you know what? I'm happy to do your laundry.
Hey.
Okay.
Hanging out on the line.
Great.
Don't smell good.
Radar's underwear is going to be hanging out there down in Union Grove.
Look at that, baby.
Katie, thanks for calling in today, friend. Love you. Have a great day.
Love you
thanks,
guys.
Katie.